I think the political and social chaos we're seeing on every side.
In daily life, we assume a certain many things which, on a closer scrutiny, are bound to be so true. That only a great husband enables us to see that we are.
In fact, when we think about economics and calling it the dismal science and trade-offs and all of those things, I think there's a fundamentally optimistic view of the future and a fundamentally optimistic view of the world here, which is that rather than feeling menaced by everybody, perhaps everyone that's out there offers us opportunities for growth, just as we offer them opportunities for growth.
Time is this thing none are even considered back to the church, the home, and the
land.
Back to the simple American virtue that made this country great and ineffectual.
Big messy world where you do the fancy stuff, and that's where you've got neural networks. Information can take a pathway instead of an individual neuron.
If I may be allowed a flight of whimsy involving
when the planet Saturn comes into conjunction with Mars,
I do not hesitate to tell you that we have the answer.
Then will occur unimaginable
size.
Disaster.
The answer increases.
The oceans will rise, the mountains crumble, and inexorably our moon will draw near the Earth.
Size is not the answer. There are those even proposed
only
that we pollute our pure reptilian strain with mammalian amalgamations and crossbreeding.
The masters of the Earth.
And I say to you, that the only way I
would like to scan all of you in this room
was by
all the time.
Mating with egg-eating rats.
I must remind you that the scanning experience is usually
then
painful.
Then I would choose not
sometimes
to.
Resulting in nosebleeds, earaches,
but we will
cracks,
survive.
Nausea. Sometimes
we
other
will
symptoms
increase
of a similar nature.
Both in size and in number. And we will continue to dominate this planet as we have done for 300 million years.
Leave this room.
Bigger is better and biggest is best.
At this point, I'd like to call for volunteers.
Armored models thump their tails in earth-shaking applause.
Biffers
din
the
wallow and splash
in
swamp mud.
Carnivores
bear their
huge
fang-dripping streamers of saliva.
Restricts the search
from our elaborate civilization.
It is natural to begin with our more direct experience. In some sense, the
time they're finding knowledge of the actual life of civilized man
in some kind of
reminds me of a psychologist.
He replies that he had had a wonderful night. And the next day, like, oh, look, I said, sorry, all right. But in the course of this thorough-going sanitary process, he had found no trace of God.
So far, all the environmental extreme, we're up to our neck in owls and out of work for every American.
We're just serial killers. Sure, we got a little problem with necrophilia. I admit it, but you came to us first, right?
Donna has knowledge that she uses homosexual activities to go to the bathroom and sensitize. She knows that she shows homosexual activities over and over again.
Now that they've returned to the sea, it might be
can you go back and show the shot of the woman in the thigh highs with blood all over her? You tell me that is empowering for women. I'm sorry, I just don't accept it. You know what this does? This gets most violence in the sickest sense. You are taking beautiful, hot women in a society that loves violence, that many times condones violence against women, and shows them like this. This is not good.
Well, I don't think. I think this is meant more in a campy way, such as a slasher film.
Oh my God, it was crazy. We locked the doors and we such tried to close the curtains, but they
would have... Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. And remember, my friend, these future events will affect you. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past. Honor
so
the
what
present,
does the end result look like? Well,
I predict like that politics octopus will make stranger bedfellows than ever before. I fearlessly predict that the once politically inactive South will rise again in no uncertain terms. I predict that every vote south of the Mason-Dixon line could easily be conservative. I predict there will be two political parties in America. One will be the Conservative Party and the other will be the Liberal Party. There will be a clear-cut division which no one could conscientiously cross over. This startling trend will become most apparent before the next election, and you will join heartily in this stand whether you want to or not. Now, don't say you won't.
It also removes foul taste and odors like...
I was not allowed to say on television, radio, or have it appear in my column, as the advertisers would clomp down on me and clomp very heavily. I further predict the new age of nudity, for the human body will be glorified. Body design, self-painted, will take up most of your spare time. Women will decorate their breasts with startling colors, while men will decorate their genitals. Those who are politically ornated will always print body slogans on themselves, and this will take place of the present-day bumper stickers. I predict full medical attention by vending machines. I predict in the future it will be highly possible to have an appendix operation, give birth to a child, or receive an abortion, have a heart transplant, a hair transplant, or even a brain transplant by vending machines.
Bring him the blood of the outlanders!
I'm an American, there's only one country, you know, like, I'm an American, there's only one country, you know, like, I've been afraid a lot of times in my life, but I didn't know the real meaning of fear until I just met you. America's next top model. Horrible, horrible pictures of beautiful models. Dead. This is, you don't mix gruesome death with sex. You don't do it. It's not a good thing.
No, it's not. I'm a woman getting murdered. Modeling is not just about posing and looking pretty and doing drugs. It's about good health.
Give it up, Elton John wants to ban religion but celebrates his birthday in a church. The hypocrisy police in tonight's real story. Stick around.
Oh, you fool! You're saved,
bitch!
Fucking wop-opper arm or something, fucking hilarious. You know, that's funny to see a fucking peasant hit the ground grabbing their fucking gushing stump. You might see it later in the movie, that weird fucking full glare. Wow, this bitch was a fucking bitch.
So the Baylor is another little clue back to this world. I love this quote. Hey, Baylor, right? Some kind of giant contraption grabbing hands, smashing it into cubes. Apparently, dogs will get lost in there, get caught there, occasionally, and get smashed into the Baylor. Well, my squirrel, my latest squirrel warrior, is a dog.
Thank you.
M13.
At the bench in their basement workshop, Frank Frings sat at the office. He held a half-inch silver earring against the noisily turning cotton buff. Bits of blue spattered his glasses and blackened his
nose.
The earring, shaped in a snail shell, sparked. Became hot. But Frank grinned and bore down. Don't get it too high. That's scotch. Just hit the high spot. Make him leave the load completely. We're making more and more jewelry, and it's just piling up.
Everyone that's out there offers us opportunities.
The screwback of the ear in the corner. The piece whipped out of Frink's hand and flew to the polished shield, then fell to the floor. He shut off. Don't let those pieces go, McCarthy said at the welding torch. Christ, it's the size of a pea, no way to get a grip. Well, pick it up anyhow. The hell with the whole thing, Frink. What's the matter? McCarthy said, seeing him make no move to fish up the earring. Frink said, we're pouring money in for nothing. We can't sell what we haven't made. We can't sell anything, Frink said. Made or unmade. Five stores dropping the bucket. But the trend, Frink said, it's enough to know. Don't kid yourself, Frink said. I'm not kidding myself. Meaning what? Meaning it's time to start looking for a market for scrap. All right.
Masturbation to
quit
hot
that.
Women
I have.
Who are dead.
I'll go on by the myself. McCarthy lit the torch
all
again.
Kinds of,
how are we going to split the stuff? I don't know, but we'll find a way. Buy me out, Frink said. Hell no.
Propaganda.
Frink computed. Pay me $600. No, you take half of everything. Half the motor. They were both silent then. Three more stores, McCarthy said. Then we'll talk about it. Lowering his mask, he began brazing a section of brass rod into a cuff bracelet. Frank Frink stepped down from the bench. He located the snail shell earring and replaced it in a carton of incomplete pieces. I'm going outside for a smoke, he said, and walked across the basement to the stairs. A moment later, he stood outdoors on the sidewalk, a Tian Lai between his fingers.
The master gives himself up.
It's all over.
To whatever the moment brings.
I don't need the oracle to tell me. I recognize what the moment is.
He knows that he's going to die.
The smell is there.
and he has nothing left to hold on to.
And it's hard, really, to say why.
No illusions in his mind.
We could go on, store to store,
no resistances in his body.
But something is wrong. And all the effort and ingenuity and attention. I want to know why poor Lucien, but I never will. What should we have done? Made what mistake?
We've
bucked the moment, bucked the dock, upstream in the wrong direction, and now
this man is ready for the kick.
The light showed us its ass. What else was
because no matter how hard I tried to look there,
while he stood there under the eaves of the building, taking quick drags on his marijuana cigarette,
and now we're dully
watching traffic go by, an ordinary-looking middle-aged white man saw
death.
Santa did talk about death.
Mr. Frink? Frank Frink? You got it.
And the law did show all this.
The man produced a folded document and identification. I'm with the San Francisco Police Department. I have a warrant for your arrest. He held Frink's arm already. It had already been done. For what? Frink demanded. Bunko, Mr. Childan, American Artistic Handcraft.
And he was ashamed.
The cop forcibly led Frink along the sidewalk. Another plainclothes cop joined them, one now on each side of Frink. They hustled him toward a parked, unmarked Toyota. This is what the time requires of us, Frink thought as he was dumped onto the car seat between the two cops. The door slammed shut. The car, driven by a third cop, this one in uniform, shot out into traffic. These are the sons of bitches we must submit to. You got an attorney? One of the cops asked him. No. They'll give you a list of names at the station. Thanks, Frink said. What did you do with the money? One of the cops asked later on as they were parking in the Kearney Street Police Station garage. Frink said, spent it.
All?
He didn't answer. One of the cops shook his head and laughed. As they got out of the car, one of them said to Frink, is your real name Frink? Frink felt attacked. Frink, the cop repeated. You're a kike. He exhibited a large gray fold. Refugee from Europe. I was born in New York, Frank said. You're an escapee from the Nazis, the cop said. You know what that means? Frank Frink broke away and ran across the garage. The three cops shouted, and at the doorway he found himself facing a police car with uniformed armed police.
I've been trying to find my birth address for years.
Holding a gun, stepped out and smacked a handcuff into place over him.
Michael's what I raised himself.
Jerking him by the wrist, the thin metal cutting flesh.
I don't need a gun, I got a gun.
The cop led him back the way he
shot.
Back in Germany, one of the cops said, surveying.
At first I thought it was a German, but it wasn't.
Frank Frink said, you're a Jew.
If this is about the property,
as he was taken upstairs, one of the cops said,
I thought we'd be through that.
Do we look like brother and sister?
We'll hold him to the German consul. They want to try him under German law.
We were born the same day, according to a driver's license.
There was no list for the term. After all.
Understanding is how to make them teleport forward, or seemingly halt, to bring their immense power to speed and agility into our world.